Weekend Breakfast.
What's on?
South African Encounters, what is the official title of it? The Encounters SA International Documentary Film Festival is currently underway. And one of the films that I'd certainly strongly recommend for you to go and see is Life is Wonderful, Mandela's Unsung Hero. And you can see it at the festival. I'll give out the details at the end of my conversation with its Nick Stedlin. It's your film. Because you conceived it, you conducted the interviews, but I imagine somebody else was filming it while you were talking to Andrew Mlangeni, to Dennis Goldberg, to George Bizos, and the late Ahmed Kathrada. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it was filmed by a young, brilliant cameraman, James Callum, who'd never been to South Africa before. And we spent the most wonderful month in South Africa interviewing the three surviving co-defendants of Nelson Mandela, Cathy Kathrada, Dennis Goldberg, and Andrew Mlangeni, and the three surviving lawyers, Joel Joffe, George Bizos, and Dennis Cooney.
Let's talk about how the project came about, because it's one part of a very complex sort of study into that period by you, isn't it?
It is, and it arose because I was in South Africa when Nelson Mandela died by chance, and I discovered through all the coverage a lot about the Rivonia trial, and I tracked down Dennis Goldberg through an interview in the Cape Times. And through Dennis, I discovered that there were these three survivors from the trial and three surviving lawyers. And when I got back to London, I discovered that very few people had heard of them, heard of their names, still less their extraordinary exploits. And I decided that they should their stories should be preserved and told to inspire particularly the younger generation of South Africans at a time of political disillusionment with corruption and cronyism, because they were ordinary people, some extraordinary people, some of them ordinary people, who found within themselves enormous reservoirs, reserves of courage, integrity, and self-sacrifice.
And I suppose not to apportion blame to anyone, but it is partly our fault that we don't know enough about these extraordinary individuals, because Nelson Mandela himself is famous for saying it was always a collective of people who were contributing to the struggle in the manner that they all did. And it was never him. And he almost abhorred the fact that he was seen as this shining light and deliverer of democracy to South Africa.
Indeed. And that really is the purpose of my film. Everybody in the world knows, loves, and admires Nelson Mandela, probably the most admired statesman of the 20th century. But what very few people know, particularly the younger generation, is precisely, as you say, that he was not the only one. They all risked their necks. Everybody only has one neck. And what is so inspiring to me is the fact that perfectly ordinary people, when confronted with an evil system, in this case the system of apartheid, were not prepared to look the other way, but said, "Not on my watch, and I will make whatever it I will do whatever it takes in order to right this wrong."
You decided to locate the interviews at the very same court, in fact, where all of these men were, either as people who were accused of an act by the regime at the time or lawyers who were defending them. You went back to what is now known as the High Court in Pretoria. You went to Court C. That's the dock where they all stood and waited to hear their fate. That must have contributed so immensely to what eventually comes out on screen.
It's very, very moving. Dennis Goldberg had been back only once. Andrew Mlangeni had literally never been back to the Pretoria courthouse since the day that he was taken away in a police van for what he thought would be the rest of his life in prison. And I filmed them. I sat in the judge's chair. Dennis Goldberg and Andrew Mlangeni sat in the dock. And it was the very dock where they heard Nelson Mandela challenge the judge, in effect, to hang them. And it was very, very moving. As Dennis said, when you're facing the gallows, it creates a bond which nothing can break. And as he put it, it lasts until death, and it's stronger even than the bond between a man and a woman, a husband and wife.
It certainly is. You've had one screening already, part of the festival. In fact, last night you had a Q&A following your screening. How has it been received by South Africans, the film?
I was very, very moved by the response yesterday. Dennis Goldberg was there in his wheelchair. Albie Sachs, who suffered two bouts of detention without trial in Cape Town, was there. And it was very, very moving. I had a very positive response from a lot of people in the audience who felt, as I feel, that it's really important that the younger generation who don't know these stories, and in some cases don't even know many of the names, should be educated about them because they are such inspiring stories. And it comes at a very important political juncture in the history of political history of South Africa, with the election of President Ramaphosa, probably the most important moment since the 27th of April 1994, when there were the first free and fair elections. And I hope that this will contribute to educating young people, students, school children in particular. If I were South African and I had such heroic people who had fought for my freedom, I would want to know about it. And if I did know about it, it would make me think, well, what can I do? If these people, these ordinary people, can change the world, what can I do to change the world and make it a better place?
Well, thank you very much for making the film, Nick. It's going to resonate with many, many South Africans for time to come, no doubt. Nick Stadlin, we are thrilled enough and lucky enough in Cape Town to have him at all of the screenings of Life is Wonderful, Mandela's Unsung Heroes. You'll be able to enjoy the film at Isivivane Center in Khayelitsha tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. It returns to the V&A Cinema Number 6 at 6:15 on Monday evening. And then the final screening is at 8:15 on Sunday evening at the Labia. In each and every one of those screenings, Nick Stadlin will be there to answer some of your questions afterwards.